We watch the setting sun.
That was beautiful. I love that. Oh, that caught me unawares. Yeah. That caught me unawares. That was Holly Kirby with My Little Ukulele Song. That was an amazing local track there.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about... Now, what were we talking about? We were talking about China on T-shirts. And, of course, that obviously means that we have to move on to Google developing AI. That's an obvious transition.
Yeah. It certainly is.
But, yes, so that is my next story. My next story is Google has developed an AI that can have convincing conversations with humans. Now,
wow.
Google unveiled this latest AI at a recent developer conference, and they right. played the AI calling and booking a haircut on behalf of someone.
Wow. Oh. So is it programmed to deal with variables? So, you know...
I imagine so.
How incredible, though. The AI says, I'd like you to book an appointment at 10 o'clock next Wednesday, yeah. and the hairdressing
and it
salon
dealt with
says,
someone saying that, like, there wasn't available at certain times.
But you need
and,
to... But yeah. we've got a,
but wow. we've got a
availability whenever. And
my hairdressers needs that. Because
it sounds fabby.
No, my hairdressers... It does sound fabby. My hairdressers will only take appointments by Twitter. And unfortunately, my only Twitter account is for Ramshackle Cinema. Oh, so dear. As Ramshackle Cinema, I have to say, please can I have a cut and beard trim next Tuesday at 10 o'clock? And then once they've accepted it, I then have to delete it.
But the thing is, you could switch this on its head, couldn't you, Tom?
This
you
could be so...
You could have an AI receptionist,
which would save you the
cost of paying a receptionist.
Hang on a
And
tick.
Just do
gonna,
it the other way around.
Yeah, but you're going to lose so many jobs this way, aren't you?
You see, that's the thing. That's like the McDonald's weird little iPad pod things that they've been putting in place of people on a till.
Yeah.
It's going to mean... there's going to be some kind of bad result of this in some way. And I mean, that I fear... for this. This is me putting my oversensitive conspiracy head on a little bit.
Mm.
But this technology is amazing, but two, it could be so easily abused and used incorrectly.
I know.
That's, I agree.
That's why I feel like Google should just stop now.
And who's next? Maybe radio presenters?
Maybe.
Hi, Tom. This is what I found.
Hi. Welcome to the Wednesday afternoon show. I am not Tom.
You do it very well. In fact, is Tom a bot?
I'm a Tom.
but you're right, Tom. The implication in what you say is right. Just because we have these developments in technology we can do these things doesn't mean we have to do them.
Yeah.
And there are sort of social questions as to whether we should carry on with this.
Do you know what I'd be impressed with? And that is not just this AI assistant who took the haircut booking, but who actually did the haircut as well.
That would be exciting.
You have this little sort of dome with whirling scissors. Sort of zooming down on you, that would be very dangerous.
That sounds very frightening.
Well, we contemplate the dangerousness of that.
Yes.
We do have some ads coming up after some Mika. So, see you in a bit.